delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
I want to point out something else about Karen Handel's win in Georgia's 6th Congressional District. Coupled with what happened in South Carolina, that means the Republicans are 4-for-4. The Democrats' belief that somehow they can turn their shower of negative comments every day into political gains has come up empty. First, it was Kansas, where there were all the comments about Kansas is going to be close. It wasn't. Then Montana. Hell, the congressman in Montana, Glenn Gianforte, he basically drop-kicked a reporter the day before the election. He still won, walking away. In Georgia, the Democrats pump in nearly $30 million. $30 million they spent trying to pump this guy up. It proves that you can't buy your way and you have to have a message. Now, the Republicans also spent a pile of money, not nearly that much, just shy of $20 million. Now, the Republicans say they're glad they won, but they can't spend that kind of money either. Some Republicans say they dodged a bullet. I say that Karen Handel, who embraced Donald Trump, shows you exactly what's going on. Some Republicans still just don't get it. Donald Trump is popular outside of the universities and the inner cities and the cities themselves and the urban areas. Beyond those places, when you get to the suburbs and then beyond into the countryside, Donald Trump is a popular figure because he doesn't march to the same tune as everybody else. He remains popular throughout Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania, North Carolina and Florida and Wisconsin and other key states. And as long as he keeps fighting for the American people, come Election Day 2020, you're very likely to see Donald Trump get elected again, provided he runs. And, of course, between here and there is a lifetime in politics. Who knows what might happen? Robert Mueller might, still be in his fourth year of investigating Donald Trump for allegedly saying, hey, give Mike Flynn a break, or whatever it is he said that's not criminal or worthy of impeachment or worthy of investigation, for that matter. But at the same time, the State Department has now opened a formal inquiry into whether former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her aides mishandled classified information while she was the nation's top diplomat. That according to a story published by Fox News. Despite being under investigation, Clinton and her staffers still have security clearances to access sensitive government information, which makes no sense to me. If you're out of government, why do you still have your clearances? But that's the way it works, apparently. But the department's investigation aims to determine whether or not Hillary Clinton and her closest aides violated government protocol by using her private server to receive, hold, and transmit classified and top-secret government documents. Depending on the outcome of this investigation, Hillary Clinton, Uma Abedin, and the whole crew could certainly lose their access. Their security clearances would be pulled. Chuck Grassley, the Senate Judiciary Committee chair, looking into it. In fact, he has confirmed that they are looking into it. One of his biggest concerns are the July 5th statements from former FBI Director James Comey, when he said that Clinton was extremely careless, so was her entire crew, extremely careless in handling very sensitive, highly classified information. And from one investigation to the next, because why not? Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor who was overseeing the probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Is that really what, you got to ask yourself, is that really what he's investigating? Because I'm not sure what he's investigating. James Comey, his little buddy, already told a couple of different committees that they found no evidence of any meddling or colluding or anything else. I mean, they found evidence of meddling, but no evidence of collusion certainly not between candidate Trump or President-elect Trump or President Trump with the Russians. Nothing there. By legal definition, he cannot have obstructed justice by firing James Comey, because at that point there was no investigation as confirmed by James Comey, who also reiterated the president's ability, lawful constitutional ability, to fire the director of the FBI at will, which he did, whether he has a reason or not. Anyhow, expect this, expect these investigations to go on infinitum. Yesterday in Brussels, Belgium, Brussels, by the way, is now 25% Muslim, so don't expect these reports to stop anytime soon. But a terrorist attack in Brussels, Belgium, went up in smoke yesterday. Actually, went up in smoke and flames, and it exploded. The central train station in the capital of Belgium evacuated yesterday after an explosion was reported, but the explosion occurred after police neutralized a suspect wearing an explosive suicide vest. Allahu Akbar, he said, right before he blew himself up, killing nobody but himself, injuring nobody but himself. That's a good way to do it. If we could have some more action, you know, the more the merrier on that deal. Hell, I'll pass out the vests. You guys want to run Allahu Akbar and run over to the horizon and blow yourselves up one at a time, two at a time, all together now? I don't care. Knock yourselves out. I'm not sure, though, you get all the special treatment in heaven if you just run over the hillside, you know, skipping like the Sound of Music before you pull the plug and detonate yourself. Kumbaya and spread the love. Well, here's a piece here, and here's a little piece over here, and there's a chunk over there. Red mist. He turned himself into red mist, he did. Yeah, well, it's a little graphic, but it's also true. Well, when we come back, we're going to speak with Ed Brodow and Michael Dougherty. All about the sixth, the radical left. Can they change the America forever? Can we still take it back? Because we sure are fighting hard, aren't we? 25 after, my friends. We'll be right back.